Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Self-help guru Tony Robbins gets dragged over the weekend, and Black Panther reaches another milestone. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Cardi B is finally free.
Wiggy has your sports.
And can the Bruins hoist the Stanley Cup trophy? We'll find out.
But first, well, today's the day that Facebook will tell us if our data has been affected.
Yes.
So all Facebook users, what's going to happen is you'll receive a notice on your feed. It's the Protecting Your Information notice, and it'll have a link to see what apps you use, and will show you the information that you shared with those apps. Then you'll also be told the data that may have been shared with Cambridge Analytica. Facebook says that most of the 87 million users affected are in the United States, but the Cambridge Analytica whistleblower, Christopher Wiley, says that that number could actually be higher.
Good luck, Melissa.
Do we know what time?
Was stolen.
Yeah, no, what time should I expect this message?
A specific time hasn't been given up, so maybe keep refreshing.
I'm going to refresh all of
them. Tony Robbins got dragged over the weekend. So, you know, he's known for his infomercials and seminars and self-help books and all that stuff. So he came under fire after comments that he made in a video that went viral from one of his seminars. So on the video, he's talking about the Me Too movement and how he thinks that sexual harassment victims were trying to make themselves significant by playing the victim. And then he also tells this story about a very famous, powerful man who wouldn't hire a more qualified woman because she was too attractive. And then also in the video, there's a woman.
As motivation?
Yeah. Right? And then there's a, and in the video, there's this woman who, you know, basically stands up to him and, you know, basically starts telling him about himself and that how he's wrong. And it's weird because in the video, like, it looks like he's trying to intimidate her. He's like, you know how big he is.
Yeah,
he's like walking and she's like walking back from him. And but anyway, so the woman who created originally created the Me Too movement in 97, Tarana Burke, she called him out. She's saying that Tony's people actually reached out to her to kind of do some damage control within like 24 hours because they said they wanted to, I know, give her context. And she's like, look, I don't need any of that. She's like, I saw the full 11-minute video, and she's like, it's gross. So, and then he comes out and it did issue an apology or whatever. And everybody's just like,
wow,
yeah, whatever.
I've seen a documentary on him. He's so weird. He jumps on a trampoline before he goes out on stage. He made a girl break up with her boyfriend over the phone in front of the entire audience because she was she questioned her relationship. He's like, well, call him up right now, break up with him. And she was like, okay.
Wow.
Could you imagine getting that phone call with Tony Robbins in the background cheering you on?
Damn. Well, A Quiet Place was the number one movie over the weekend. It made $50 million. I still want to see that. I heard it's really good. Ready Player One and Blockers came in second and third. And Black Panther, it did come in fourth, made another $8.43 million, which was enough to push it past Titanic to now become the third highest grossing movie of all time in the U.S. And it is only behind Star Wars, The Force Awakens, and Avatar. So, congratulations to them. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Okay, with all Cardi B's fame right now, you know Nicki Minaj fans are just dying for her to come back. And she may have accidentally taken her first step last night by tweeting and then deleting the number 4.
Okay.
What's exactly. That mean? No one knows, so be on the lookout for Nicki Minaj.
Sounds like confefe to me.
Right. Killer Mike tried the clap back, but got clapped on. Mike and MSNBC's Joy Ann Reid had some words a few weeks back over his NRA interview that went viral, and Mike has been waiting for the perfect time to roast her, and he thought he had the opportunity after she posted a picture of her and her two girls with the caption, shouting them out for rocking the H&M for our photo shoot, right? So Mike immediately goes off on her posting, so me doing an interview about black gun ownership with the NRA is bad, but you promoting a company that tagged a black child a monkey is good and acceptable? Talking about, of course, the store H&M.
Yeah.
She responds, Mike, H&M stands for hair and makeup.
Wow.
He got railroaded. And he ended up having to respond saying, I have egg on my face, kind of like saying, I understand I'm taking the L, but he is hoping that this is now going to spark a conversation between the two of them about, you know, gun ownership and especially black people that, you know, own guns. And so he's hoping that their conversation continues after this.
Are we still like against H&M? I just need to know because I was there over the weekend and bought a couple shirts.
Did you?
I think that's,
that's
think,
on you.
I think you're more in the Latino range, right?
All right,
so
cool.
You're good.
All right.
And Cardi B.
I have black friends, though.
They might be upset with
it. Did you really just say that?
He did. Yeah.
My one of my best friends is Pebbles.
Stop it.
Cardi B used SNL as her platform to announce what we've all known. She is pregnant. It was during her second performance of the night. She did Be Careful wearing a form-fitting white dress to highlight her cute baby bump. And as soon as she was done, this video of her getting support backstage surfaced.
You did it! Oh, I'm finally free.
Oh, my God. It was so cute.
Like, I wasn't even sure they were going to do it because the first time she performed, she was wearing this big, like, feather thing to cover herself.
Right.
And then the second song when she came out, it was only they were showing the camera angle from like the chest up. And then they, you know,
panned out.
Yeah. Oh, it was so cute. She's been getting all kinds of support too from the industry. You know, people like Rihanna, Remy Ma, 50 Cent even tweeted to her. And then Offset also tweeted, you know, Cardi and I look forward to our next chapter together. And this will be Cardi B's first child and Offset's fourth. And by the way,
they're all coming simultaneously.
Pretty much. And this is a big win-win for her as her debut album has already gone gold since its release on Friday. So big news for Cardi B. Here's Wiggy with sports.
All right, the Red Sox, they rallied back from 7-3 in the bottom of the eighth with two outs to win 8-7. They lost Xander Bogaerts to a leg injury against Tampa Bay, but you know they were able to win that one. They won their, that was their eighth straight win that they have so far to start the season. Celtics lost 112-106 to the Atlanta Hawks, and the Bees, they lost 4-2 to Florida, but that really doesn't matter because that was really just a game to end the regular season. Now it is about those playoffs and can they get to the Stanley Cup? Can they win a cup? They will have their first playoff game Thursday against the Toronto Maple Leafs. So we'll see if they can get it done here. The Bruins, you know, they have what it takes, but they're going to have to bring it all together in this playoff run in order to win it all.
Can I do a shout out?
Sure.
Yes.
To Patrick Reed. He won the Masters.
Yeah. I was like, who's Patrick Reed?
Okay, well,
yeah,
that sucks.
Thank you.
Can I do a shout out? Hold on. Do you know Patrick Reed?
I don't.
So why are you shouting him out?
Because he won the Masters. I watched the last round. It was really exciting until he won by a stroke.
I mean, it's solid. Maybe it's like she grew up with the kid or something. I want to give a big shout out to Patrick Reed.
Patrick Reed.
All right, Patrick Reed.
Brock Lesnar retained the Universal Championship. That's more exciting than golf.
There you go. Romero wants to shout out Brock Lesnar. Right, exactly. So for all you golf fans, Patrick Reed, whoever he is, he won the Masters. That's Melissa's homeboy. I think he's from
I actually like Jordan Spieth better, but you know, we'll go with Patrick Reed for now.
There you go, and that's your sports.
Mostly sunny today, 46 for your high. It'll be mostly cloudy tonight, 33 for your low, and cloudy with a few afternoon showers tomorrow, 47 for your high. 31 degrees right now. This report made hot by Sullivan Tire and Auto Service, online at SullivanTire.com.